This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
So the first two episodes of The Last Dance aired last night on ESPN and ESPN2, right? Edited, cleaned up version on ESPN2, the Raw one on ESPN.
That's right.
And you got Jerry Reinsdorf. You got Krause, the GM. You got Phil Jackson, the coach. You got Michael Jordan. You got Scottie Pippen. You got Dennis Rodman. You got like that last year, that last run. And evidently, they opened up like unprecedented like cameras, right? Yeah. Why did it take this long for it to come out?
That part I don't know. And also, weirdly, I noticed that it said ESPN and Netflix Films. So there's a partnership there.
Interesting.
Yeah. The thing that you'll get the most out of this, Brian, is not the story, because you already know the story. And you know the characters and you know their roles. But what you get is that stuff straight from their mouths. Mm-hmm. And some of the backstory. So hearing Michael Jordan speak very candidly without the pressure of the press being there and just saying what he felt about Scottie in a situation about, Jerry Krause and a lot of that. And then you would see some of the day-to-day stuff that you didn't see, like Michael Jordan playing golf with Danny Ainge the day before a playoff game.
Gotcha. Last Dance is available on Netflix outside the U.S.
Oh, okay. Distribution.
That's your partnership there.
Okay. Yeah.
We're ham and egging it today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's what I think without having watched any of it, and I will watch the first two episodes tonight. I hate the dribble out thing. I really do. Just give it all to us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would we watch two parts and then two parts and then two parts? And then, I mean, at least you're getting a couple hours.
Yeah.
So here's my take on this without having watched any of it. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan built a dynasty. Yes, Phil Jackson was the coach, but Phil Jackson had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
And then a cast of revolving characters during that 6 championship run. Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player that ever played.
Yeah.
And willed those championships. I mean, through grit, hard work, and didn't want to hear about anybody else taking credit for his work. Not teammates, not Phil. Front office.
So you're mostly onto it, but he had a philosophical difference that you can.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the 6th season. I'm just saying up to this.
Yeah,
and then when they say they're getting rid of Phil Jackson, he's like, "This is you're just nuts."
Yeah, Michael Jordan's first and foremost loyalty was to the basis of sports and winning. And if you're committed to try to win in all circumstances, then you're on board. And the second that you talk breakup or shifting pieces around or any of that other stuff is when you kind of stab him in the back. And that's
absolutely
the root of this.
And Scottie Pippen was like the 6th highest paid bull, right? I mean,
he was the 122nd highest paid player in the NBA.
Yeah, but he was like 6th on the Bulls.
Yeah.
So you've got all of this, you have achieved at a level that outside of the Boston Celtics, back in the 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. Maybe the early dynasty, Lakers. I mean, this is like historic achievement.
Oh, yeah. The Mount Rushmore of greatest sports teams.
And then you've got these front office people who are made maybe a couple of good moves, but start acting like they've won these championships.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
they get the credit.
Pretty fair.
And Michael Jordan's like, you didn't make a single basket. And then you got this guy who just looks like a toad, right?
Yeah.
Not his fault, but if he like cast a villain, he would be right out of central casting. And it is amazing what mid-level management and even ownership can do to screw up a good thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, that's exactly it. Thinking that the parts are interchangeable. They are. That's the Belichick way. Hey, when this part is going out, we get a new one.
But not Tom Brady.
And not Michael Jordan.
And not Michael
and
Jordan.
Scottie Pippen.
And so when you've done this, I mean, so you can imagine, like, people like say, Brian, are you upset about Tom Brady? I mean, yeah, I mean, my team broke up. But do I blame him after what he has provided the New England Patriots and the fans and that franchise for just feeling completely disrespected and said, yeah, I'll take my talents elsewhere? I don't begrudge him that at all.
Mm-mm.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. But it's the same thing with Michael Jordan. You don't achieve at that level and then think because you're sitting in a front office that you can sort of like just play around with the pieces and this is a system.
Yeah.
BS.
Yeah, there was a famous quote from Jerry Krause that said, you know, that players don't win championships, organizations win championships.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much iconic or representative of
that. That's all I need to hear. I'll watch all whatever, however many hours, but that's it. That's the nutshell, right? And it's like, we're going to win despite you, and then we're all going to go our separate ways. And you're going to end this, and what has effectively been the end of this for Chicago Bulls fans for how many years?
Oh, man, it's been pretty gross.
Yeah, how is that rebuilding?
Not very well.
So I'm excited to watch it, but this is an age-old story. This is why the Beatles couldn't stay together.
Yeah.
Who gets credit?
Yeah.
John thought he was better than Paul. Paul thought he was better than John. But this isn't even that. This would be like Ringo thinking he was better than everybody else.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. We've got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. The Last Dance on ESPN. Recorded it last night. Can't wait to watch.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.